Brendan Kent, the athletic director at Wakefield High School, is with us. And Brendan, before we talk about winter sports, how about a quick recap of the fall at Wakefield High School?
We had a tremendous fall season. Really a ton of highlights in pretty much every sport. Our boys soccer team made it to the sectional finals championship. It's the first time since 1997 they've made it that far. They were the bottom seed, and they made it by getting three upset wins in the tournament. So it was really kind of a Cinderella run. It was the first time, like I said, since 1997 they made it that far. It was the first time since 1999 they've even won a tournament game. So they had a tremendous season, highlighted by the end there. Girls soccer qualified for the tournament. Boys football did as well. Golf, our golf team won the Middlesex League shootout for the first time in school history. So that was tremendous. We had a state champion swimmer. A bunch of other swimmers qualified for states and placed at states. Our cross-country team, both teams were absolutely phenomenal this year. Our boys placed third at states, ninth at all states. They placed second at a couple other invitationals throughout the season. They get a ton of guys returning, so they should be really good. Our girls cross-country team won the Middlesex League championship for the fifth straight year, Freedom Division. What else? Our volleyball team set a program record for most wins in a season. Cheer finished fifth in the state. Dance finished fifth in the state. So really a very successful season so far.
Did it well reading off all those notes right in front of you. No notes at all, folks. No notes at all. Yeah. Nice job. Well, what about now? Can you match that performance by previewing the winter sports for us here at Wakefield?
I think so, to be honest. I think we get, obviously with the cross-country success, a lot of that rolls over into indoor because a lot of the kids that run cross-country are also indoor track athletes. So, I really expect a lot out of our boys and girls indoor track programs. We get a ton of kids returning. We had nine kids go to nationals last year from our outdoor track team. A lot of those kids are back for the winter. So our track is really going to lead the way. I think those are going to be two of our top programs. Wrestling is doing tremendous. I've popped into a bunch of practices. We get a lot of kids returning. Got 33 kids on the team right now, which is pretty good numbers for us. Boys basketball, I think, is going to be really strong. I know them well because I actually coached boys basketball in Melrose last year. So I know these kids well, and I know Wakefield has a really good squad returning. Great coach Brad Simpson's been here for a very long time. I think girls are going to be up and up. I think gymnastics has, we got low numbers, so that might be a rebuilding year, but, you never know. Boys hockey, we got a new coach, Christian Atasio. He's doing an unbelievable job with his kids so far. Girls hockey, Jack Foley, he's been working hard with his team. We're going to be a little young this year, but, like I said, you never know. So I think we're going to have a good winter season.
Good. And anything else new in the athletic department here at Wakefield High School to share with us other than those being confined to fall and winter, so to speak?
We have a new gymnasium down at the Galvin Middle School. It's absolutely unbelievable. Honestly, I'm looking out here, and I hate to say it, but I think it's better than our high school facility. So our freshman and JV basketball programs are going to be very lucky, being able to play in an unbelievable facility. I've talked to our wrestling coach. Traditionally, our wrestling meets are here in the high school, and he's actually talked about having a few over there in the middle school gym because it's just an unbelievable venue. So I'm really excited for our athletes and our parents to be able to utilize that. So,
all right, Brendan, great catching up with you, and good luck this winter.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Bill.
Brendan Kent, athletic director at Wakefield High School on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.